You're listening to WZMB Zombie Radio, your personal soundtrack to the end of the world. That was Bono and U2 and New Year's Day. And as Bono said, I will be with you again. Of course. Is that really a promise that we can all make right now? With the apocalypse at our heels, we don't know for sure who we will be with again. Will we find our loved ones, our spouses, our friends, our enemies, out there in the post-apocalyptic landscape? I don't know. Do you know? Does even the shadow know? For those of you out there looking, searching, desperately wanting to find those you love, I don't have the answers. I don't even know the right questions to ask or where my family is. Family. Such a powerful word with so many meanings and permutations and emotions tied up in that two, nay, three-syllable word, family, family, family. You can't get it down to under two syllables, and if you can, you're doing it wrong. But back to my point. You were born of a mother and a father, or two mothers, and two fathers with a surrogate mother. Who knows? Who cares? That's not really the point. The point of the matter is, your DNA was passed down from someone else. And for many, those that pass down their DNA are the single most important people on this planet. But for others, they are not. But regardless, somewhere out there is a mother who gave birth to you, and a father who at least supplied, well, you know what he did. And maybe you've lost them. Maybe you stood in a corner of a small room and watched the moaners or the screamers dine on your family's brains. Or maybe they just vanished. Maybe you woke up one morning, rolled out of your sleeping bag, unzipped your tent, and saw they were gone. And maybe there was a blood stain on the ground where they should have been. Or maybe there was nothing. Maybe you just opened your eyes and finally found yourself alone. Alone. You will probably understand this, those of you who have lost what remained of your family, that there is no sense of alone like when your family tree is cut down to the trunk and you are all that remains. Family. Of course, those of you out there who are happy to be alone, happy to have jettisoned the baggage of a broken family, here's to you as well. If you cannot get rid of the family skeleton, you may as well make it dance. George Bernard Shaw. And at the same time, blood makes you related. Loyalty makes you family. And that means that that person sitting across from you at the campfire, you know, the guy or gal who had your back the last time the moaner struck, they are your new family. That small group of people who help you survive and you help to survive. That is your new family, and you will guard and protect and stand up for them as you would if they were blood-related. I look around the Zombie Radio studio, and I see empty rooms. But I know that I have a legion of family out there. Those of you who listen day in and day out to my ramblings, my foolish thoughts that spill from my lips. You are my family. And to you, I dedicate this song. It is called Family System, and it's by Chevelle. Let us all hold hands around the dining room table, bow our heads, and pray to the gods of rock. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.